This segment is brought to you in association with Export Barbados BIDC. Export
Barbados. Good day all, and welcome to another special edition of Export Passport Radio Show, where we continue to review the recently concluded Afro-Caribbean Trade and Investment Forum recently held here in Bridgetown, Barbados. In the previous two episodes, we heard the feature address from our esteemed Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley. In this episode, we hear as she wraps up her featured address at the opening of the Afro-Caribbean Trade and Investment Forum.
And I believe that that commitment that President Obama has made of seeding at least $700 million in projects in this region is born not only of the sentiment that is natural for families that have reunited, but it is born from the hard, cold reality that we must make money from our own development and not others. So my friends, we end today therefore confident that it is now ours not just to walk, but to run this race and to run it with passion and to bring along those who might make the journey easier. In Barbados, I say all the time that many hands make light work. And if we have to create legs across North America, the Caribbean, West Africa, and East Africa to make the flights viable, and if we have to create the direct logistics links between our ports of entry so that we can export directly and not go north to come back down south to make our products uncompetitive, then let us make those bonds and those relationships today that can unlock that to remove one in five, one in three, one in two, one in ten from a life of poverty. And let us do so conscious in the lyrics of that great Caribbean Calypsonian whose country celebrated its Diamond Jubilee yesterday. The people of Trinidad and Tobago, we congratulate them on 60 years as we do the people of Jamaica on 60 years of independence. But that independence also signaled from us the breaking of unity. And that unity we were reminded of in that seminal calypso, Kaiso Dike, of Black Stallion, that we came on the same ship, that we are one race, that we are one people, and that we must now forge a common intention. He said to make a better life for we women and we children in our region. I say to make a better life for our people, in the words of President Obama, of the Africans, where the end is the most important, because the end is not the END, but the end is the UNITY of Africa and the Caribbean. May you enjoy my country, and those who have come as visitors, may you leave conscious that you are really carrying back now the bonds of family and friendship that have been rekindled. For as I told the people of Ghana when I addressed the Parliament of Ghana in 2019, Barbados was an Akan-speaking nation in the 17th century. And we have not forgotten the yam, the okra, the plantain. We have not forgotten the winners and the unners. And above all else, as some may say, and we are still blinging on both sides of the Atlantic. God bless us all. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Prime Minister, for a fabulous featured address at the opening of the Afro-Caribbean Trade and Investment Forum. My name is Tahir Babulia, and we have come to the end of another episode of Export Passport Radio Show. As we continue our review of the recently concluded Afri-Caribbean Trade and Investment Forum recently concluded here in Barbados. Until next time, please be safe.
Agent Enterprises all across the world.
This segment was brought to you in association with Export Barbados BIDC.